I'm joined by the makers and stars of Channel 4's Friday Night Dinner, and they are Robert Popper and Simon Bird and Tom Rosenthal. Fabulous to have you. Now, you are here for a very exciting event. It's the world-exclusive premiere of the first episode of the second series of Friday Night Dinner. Tell us about it. How's it going to be different? Or is it going to be different from the first run?
It's going to be kind of the same.
Still Friday night, still dinner time.
It's just a bit worse.
Yeah.
Was this kind of your entry into the mainstream? Is that fair? I mean, you obviously had the Time Waits to Die, which are very popular.
Thank you.
But I mean, you had a look around you.
Sure.
Tomorrow's World spoof and Bellamy's People, of course, which you cropped up in.
Yes, I did.
From Amersham, I believe your character was.
From Amersham.
Yeah,
his
where
name
I
is
used
Bob.
To live.
Bob from Amersham.
Brilliant. Do the rest of the interview as well.
I would be quite happy to. Would you ask the other members of the cast questions? It's wonderful to be here, John. I've always enjoyed your newspaper.
Oh, you're very kind. Simon and Tom, how did you get involved in Robert's project?
I met him doing a bow impression.
Did you do a good one?
No, that's very good. It's gone much weaker now, actually, because I've not seen you for a few months. No, but it's nice to see you on the television.
This has spiralled out of control pretty quickly. Robert asked me to do
your
it.
Voice.
I can't do that.
Come on, try.
How do you do it? Is that
that's pretty
bad. Is that the sort of thing? Basically, but it's a bit throatier, isn't it? It's a bit more like that.
Anyway, he makes it look so easy.
Sorry.
Go on.
Robert asked me to do it. This is going to sound so pretentious, but at the British Comedy Awards, do you remember that?
Yes, I did.
After the first series of The Inbetweeners.
Right.
And I was a massive fan of Look Around You, so it was an immediate yes from me.
You were disappointed, but it's quite different.
Yeah, I was hoping it was Look Around You 3, but it wasn't. No.
People talk about a golden age of comedy. Where do you think it is on TV at the moment? Is it easy to get projects off the ground? Are commissioners really responsive to it? Because you've got Sky coming in with lots of money to spend on homegrown stuff that they didn't do before. You know, well, in fact, you're making chickens, of course, for Sky.
That's right, yeah.
You piloted that for Channel 4, didn't you?
Yeah, we did it for Channel 4, and then we took it over to Sky, and we're filming it in January.
But Channel 4 really wanted a series, though, didn't they? But you just said,
Yeah, oh, Channel 4 were desperate. They were begging for
it. It's too good for Channel 4.
No, Channel 4 turned that down. No reasons really given. I think it was because I'm in Friday Night Dinner and Joe's in Fresh Meat and The Inbetweeners is constantly rerun. So I think there was already too much of us on Channel 4, which I totally understand. That's not to say that Sky were second choice. We're very happy to do it on Sky.
And it would be rude to have you along without asking you about the movie, the second movie version of Inbetweeners. What's happening there?
I don't know.
I'm glad I asked.
We read something in the paper the other day saying that a sequel was going ahead, but we haven't been told if that is the case.
It isn't the case, it's not there.
Okay, thank you for putting me in.
I have also been told.
We've both been told.
Okay, well.
Didn't get the email.
Big news today. So I think there could be one, but there's no concrete plans as far as I'm aware.
Can I regard that as a scoop?
There could be a
no.
sequel.
No.